I'm Joyce Meyer. I've seen God's power transform my own life, and He will do it for you. Salvation is wonderful, and that's where we start. But Jesus died so we might have and enjoy our life. Enjoy your life and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. But I talked in the other services about how many years I spent feeling guilty all the time, always feeling bad about something. I didn't enjoy my life. I was always punishing myself for my sins. I wouldn't let myself enjoy anything. I always felt bad about myself. And it was just works of the flesh. It was wasted time because Jesus already paid for our sins. You can't pay for something that's already been paid for. But I feel guilty. Well, there's our big problem. We live by what we feel instead of what the Word of God says. And I don't feel guilty anymore, but you know where I had to start? When I would feel guilty, I would say out loud, I don't care how I feel, that is not what the Word of God says. I have been forgiven, and I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Now, you can do what you want to with this message, but if you don't start doing a little warfare, and you can do warfare with the Word of God, the greatest weapon you have is the Word of God. It's a two-edged sword. Now, I'm not suggesting you get in the grocery store and say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm anointed. I'm creative. You know, I'm wonderful. But you know, David said he was wonderful. Psalm 139, he said, wonderful are your works. And he was talking about how he was created. Wonderful are your works, and that my soul knows very well. You just try saying that to somebody. I'm wonderful. You know, you can't go beyond what you believe. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him might not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus died for the whole world, but how many people are out there that don't believe in Him so they don't have salvation? We don't need to beg God to save anybody. He's already done it. They just need to believe it. See? Be it unto you even as you believe, the Bible says. What we believe is so important. What you believe about yourself is so important. So I'm going to tell you a few things that you got going for you. See if I can make you feel a little better. First of all, the Holy Spirit is in you. The Holy Spirit. You are the home of God. Now, how awesome is that? You are His temple. God lives in you. My goodness. Why in the world would God decide to live in somebody like me? I don't know, but He did, and I'm going to enjoy it. Amen. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But I will be with you until the very end, and I will be your guide even unto death. Wow. Woo. Come on, I told you you're going to feel good when you leave. Hope does not put us to shame, Romans 5:5, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. The love of God has been poured into your heart. God loves you. not the mailman, God. God loves you. You. Imperfect you. And you have love in you. So you got to get this. You have in you what the rest of the world needs. You have any idea how many people you run into every day that are hurting so bad? They are so empty. And you have what they need. All people are looking for really is love. People just want to be accepted and they want to be loved. Oh. You, dear children, are from God, and you have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. My gosh. All the fruit of the Holy Spirit is in you. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. How many times have you said, I just don't have any self-control? I'm just not disciplined. I just don't have any self-control. I just can't control myself. If I eat one cookie, I got to eat the whole box. If I eat one potato chip, I got to eat the whole bag. No, you don't. No, you don't. You have self-control. Well, Joyce, you just don't know me. Well, I know God and I know what he's put in you. And if I can get you to believe what he's put in you. Is anybody hearing me? So now, if you have a problem in this area, take 2 weeks. You don't have anything better to do. Take 2 weeks and just think and say, I have self-control. I am a disciplined person and I have self-control. And the devil cannot make me do anything. And if I want to eat one potato chip out of a bag, I will eat one potato chip out of the bag and close it up and put it away. Because I have self-control. Woo. If you believe these things are in you, they will begin to manifest. Amen? Okay, now listen. Acts 3:1-6. Now, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, 3:00 in the afternoon, when a certain man crippled from his birth was being carried along, who was laid each day at that gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, so that he might beg for charitable gifts from those who entered the temple. What a pitiful condition he was in. And when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them for a gift. He wanted some money from them. And Peter directed his gaze intently at him, and so did John. And they said, look at us. What were they saying? We've got what you need. Look at us. I've got it. And the man paid attention to them, expecting he was going to get something from them, some money. And Peter said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, that I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. I may have to lay down before this is over. And there was given unto him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And he gave us his name. We can use the name of Jesus. And every knee must bow when we use that name. Do you know what it means when you pray in Jesus' name? It's not like this little magic charm we tack onto the end of our prayers. The Amplified Bible brings this out, and I love it. When you pray in Jesus' name, you're presenting to God all that Jesus is. Thank God I don't have to pray in Joyce's name. We don't present to God what we are, because we're nothing without him. Nothing. We're everything in him and with him, but nothing without him. Amen? So you can keep thinking about yourself in you if you want to, and you'll never get anywhere. Or you can pay attention to the word. I'm not telling you anything today that's not backed up in the word of God. But it is definitely something the devil doesn't want anybody telling you. Matter of fact, I'll just be brave and say this could be one of the most important messages you've ever heard in your whole life. It very well could be. And I'm so glad it's going out all over the place. And I hope other people pick it up and re-preach it. Man, if we could ever get hold of what we have. Listen to this. John 14, 13, and 14. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 15, 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give it to you. Until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. That's John 16, 24. When we pray in Jesus' name, we're presenting to the Father all that Jesus is. You have the name of Jesus. We have power and authority over Satan. So why are you letting him run all over you? Why are you letting him wreck your life and your finances and all your relationships? Why do you keep opening doors for him? The Bible says to forgive your enemies, and if you don't, your prayers won't be answered. And we keep being mad at everybody. Well, it's just too hard to forgive them. You just don't know what they did to me. No, I'm sorry, but it's not too hard to forgive them. You can not only forgive them, you can love them and bless them, and you can even go so far as to help them if they're in trouble. And when you do, it makes you like your Father in heaven. You say, Jesus, I want to be just like you. Well, do you really? Well, then guess what? You don't get to stay mad at anybody anymore. You get to love them. And it's so much fun, and the devil can't stand it. You know, I have gotten the devil back for everything that he did to me when I was a kid. Right now, I am giving him a nervous breakdown. I mean, he hates this. And my father, who abused me sexually for 15 years, Thank God he was born again before he died. And he's in heaven right now saying, go, girl, go, go. But it's just too hard. Being a Christian is just hard. No, I tell you what's hard, being a sinner. Hangovers are hard. Hatred is hard. Do you know how much energy it takes to hate people? One full day of anger takes as much out of you as 2 weeks worth of work. You know how hard it is to feel guilty all the time and condemned and to feel bad about yourself? Jesus didn't die so we could just go to church on Sunday and keep living the way we used to. I could sit in my garage all week and it would never make me a car. And I don't care how long you sit here, it won't make you a Christian if you don't do what the Word says to do. I expect everybody hearing my voice within the next 24 hours to have worked through this with God and have forgiven anybody and everybody that you have anything against. And if you say, well, I can't, it's just too hard, then whatever kind of life you have is your own fault. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to get you to understand that when you forgive people, you're not doing them a favor, you're doing yourself a favor. It sets you free. Did you hear me? It sets you free. And when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, Acts 1:8, you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might. And when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the very ends of the earth. Power. I can't. It's just too hard. Luke 10:19, behold, means look and see. I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. The devil can come against you one way, but he has to flee before you many ways. And if you pay attention to Luke 10:19 in the Amplified, it says, we've been given authority and power. The devil only has power. But he has no authority over our lives unless we give it to him. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. I've already said that. You have the wisdom of God on the inside of you. You can make good decisions. You hear from God because Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Don't go around saying, I can't hear from God. Yes, you can hear from God. You say, well, I tried once and made a mistake. Well, I've tried many times and made mistakes, but that's how we learn. You think you hear something from God and it's like, oops, that didn't work. Well, I won't do that again. You have creativity. You're full of good ideas, wisdom, generosity, righteousness, strength, kindness, love, goodness, self-control. You're talented. You are so awesome. If you knew how awesome you were, you couldn't hardly stand it. I gotta quit. I can do whatever I need to do through Christ who is my strength. And how about this one? You are more than a conqueror through Christ who is your strength. What does that mean? You know what it means? It means that before you ever have a problem, you already know that you're going to win in the end. Oh, I used to dread trials and another problem. Not anymore, because I already know that I'm going to win. I've already read the end of the book, and I know who wins. Everybody's talking about what's going on in the world today, and yes, the world is an awful, terrible mess, but I know how it ends. I know how it ends, and you know how it ends? We win. Amen. We don't need to live in fear. You are not going to go till it's your time to go. And when it is your time to go, you ought to be glad to go, because Paul said to live is Christ, to die is gain. If you want to know the truth, and I'm not making it up, I can't wait to get out of here. And I don't mean out of this building. I mean out of this world. I'm going to be 80 in 2 months. I've been around a while. Amen? Well, I can't do that. I'm 75. Age is a number. Old is a mindset. Not real sure how to get out of this. I'm not real sure where to land this plane. You have got so much going for you. Please start agreeing with God and stop agreeing with the devil. Amen.
And one of the most beautiful parts of God's plan for all of us is to reach out to others with His love. Now, you may ask, why is that so important? Well, let me tell you, this is one of those things that helps to teach us who Jesus says we are. You see, as we get our focus off of ourselves and all of our problems, we see what we can do in others. We see what we're capable of with God's help. And there are so many hurting people all around us, and we have what they need. So I'd like to invite you to join with us at Joyce Meyer Ministries in partnership and help us to continue making a difference in the lives of so many people around the world through Joyce's teachings and through all of our outreaches. You see, no one can do everything alone. But when we put all of our efforts together, when we put our prayer together, our finances, our gifts and our talents and our love for other people, wow, amazing things can happen. And we know it's true because we see it every single day. As a partner with Joyce Meyer Ministries, everywhere we go, everything we do, you are part of it. And partnership is simple. It just means that you're making a regular, ongoing commitment to stand with us and to be a part of helping people and sharing Christ all over the world. All you have to do is to go to that website, joycemeyer.org, or give us a call and let us know that you would like to partner with Joyce today.